Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One of the closest congressional contests this election season is on the North Shore, where political newcomer Democrat Seth Moulton faces Republican Richard Desai in the 6th District. Moulton defeated longtime Democratic incumbent John Tierney in the primary to get to this point. Desai almost beat Tierney 2 years ago and decided to run again. Tomorrow, we speak with Moulton. This morning, we chat with Richard Desai, who's a business owner and former state senator. We met him at Brothers Deli in Wakefield, not far from where he lives.
This is the hot spot in Wakefield.
We met here in that race you ran against John Tierney and came oh so close at that time.
Yes.
What did you learn from that race that's applied to this race now against a different opponent?
I learned actually not to let people define you. You have to let people know who you are. And I probably was a little naive thinking that people knew who I was. And if you remember that election, now here I am, a gay, married, pro-choice. You know, I have a long record in the legislature, but yet I was a Tea Party extremist during that election. I just laughed.
Which was a mischaracterization from your point of view, of course.
Well, I just assumed that people would laugh it off. There were enough people who actually, you know, believed it that it made a difference in that election.
What's the number one issue in this race? Is it jobs in the economy?
It's definitely jobs in the economy. The type of jobs that people need to live, work, and raise a family in this district and state and nation aren't being created anymore. Lots of part-time jobs, lots of temporary jobs, lots of minimum wage jobs, but not the type of middle-class jobs that people need.
Explain your position that you would lower the U.S. corporate tax rate and reform the corporate tax code in relation to how that would create jobs here in this district on the North Shore.
Everybody has a lower tax rate than the United States. We have the highest tax rate at 35%. Ireland is 12.5%. Canada is 15%. And if you're a big, large corporation, probably have an army of lobbyists and you've had carve-outs for you and you're not probably paying the 35%. But if you're just an average company that doesn't have all those resources, companies in Salem or Peabody, they don't compete anymore with companies, you know, in Massachusetts. They're competing with companies overseas. And I think that lowering that tax rate and getting rid of all of these special carve-outs and loopholes would be something that would really invigorate the economy and help it grow.
Can you give me a specific example of how that might benefit the North Shore? Is there a specific business here that might benefit from that?
I would point to GE. GE used to employ 20,000 people. Right now they employ...
At its jet engine factory in Lynn.
In Lynn. And now they employ less than 3,000 people. If you want to see a company like GE get to the point where they're hiring 10 or 20,000 people working there again, you have to make the tax code in the United States more competitive.
You've also said that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, would hurt job creation and that mandates are destroying the foundation of the 40-hour work week. Would you, as congressman from the North Shore, join the movement to repeal Obamacare?
I don't want to waste my time in Congress. Obamacare is not going to be repealed. I guess if a bill came up, if a vote came up to repeal it and replace it with something else, yes, but I think the answer right now is to give states more flexibility. Massachusetts is a perfect example. Here we are, a state with 6 million people. Our governor went to the president and said, hey, can you give us a little flexibility? And the answer was no. Yeah, that's the difference between me and my opponent. He doesn't support a waiver. He doesn't support flexibility for Massachusetts. Every gubernatorial candidate across the political spectrum recognizes that Massachusetts needs flexibility.
Another issue, if I can, immigration. Mm-hmm. Indications are that the president may well take executive action on the immigration issue fairly soon, maybe shortly after the election. Is executive action what's needed here, or is movement in a very stalled Congress on this issue what's needed?
The last time the president took executive action, it was for minors. And look what happened on the border. We had, you know, 60,000 unaccompanied minors and a huge border crisis. I think that the Congress should address immigration reform. But the first thing that has to happen is you have to secure the border and you have to fix our immigration system.
But those who would be your Republican colleagues in the House have shown absolutely no willingness to this point to deal with the immigration issue, and there are no signs that that's going to change. So isn't executive action better than no action?
No, I think what you need is you need people to come together and, you know, passing a comprehensive immigration reform bill, why try to hit a home run on every issue when it ends up being a disaster? What we should be doing is take it in steps. Let's get our current system fixed and then go to the next step.
You think it matters to voters here that you're a Republican running in this Democratic state? Or do you think that in this district at this time, to voters, it's more important to simply be the better advocate for the issues that affect them?
The House is controlled by the Republican Party. They're going to pick up seats this election. They might even take over the Senate. If that happens, we are going to be one of the largest states that does not have a seat at the table. When issues come up in Washington right now, on the House side, there is nobody in the room when decisions are being made that can advocate for Massachusetts. The one thing I can offer people is that I will be in the room and my voice will be heard.
Richard Tessay, good to see you again and again in Brothers Deli on Main Street in Wakefield.
Thank you.
Republican congressional candidate Richard Tessay running for the seat in the 6th Congressional District on the North Shore. Tomorrow, we hear from his Democratic opponent, Seth Moulton.